Neza Sequeira is the public information officer for the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District, a big name for an organization concerned with a small thing, mosquitoes, and a big threat related to them, which is West Nile virus. How's it looking this year so far?
Well, earlier in the year, we got our first positive mosquito pool, which was much earlier than we had in previous years. So it started early, about May, and it's kind of been steady. However, we've only had, for Sonoma County, two positive mosquito pools, which are samples of mosquitoes.
Well, that's good.
Well, two for Sonoma County, but three for Marin County. So we definitely have more this year as opposed to last year at this time.
The significance of these pools, do you extrapolate to see how many there might be overall, or what do you take from that?
What we do is the technicians will set a trap. We bring those mosquitoes back to the lab. We sort them, and then we test them. And now sometimes there can just be, you know, maybe two mosquitoes. Or sometimes there's 10. What it really tells us is that the mosquitoes are actually carrying virus, the live mosquitoes, in that particular area.
You've also found some birds that have been infected.
We have. So in Sonoma County this year, we have 8 positive birds.
How does that compare with past years then?
Last year, we had only 7 at this time. So it's very similar. And it has to do with whether or not the public's reporting the birds to us. It's just more of an early warning sign for us.
For California as a whole, though, I get the impression that things are ticking up a little bit.
Definitely, especially in areas like the Sacramento Valley. I don't have the exact numbers with me, but I know they had well over 200 positive samples of mosquitoes.
What does that imply for us? That just hasn't got here yet?
Well, our area is different. The climate's different. For an example, in the Sacramento Valley, they've got a lot of rice fields. So they have a lot more standing water than we would normally have. And the temperatures there are much higher. So just inherently, we have a cooler weather pattern here. And with the virus, the hotter the weather, the virus will amplify within that mosquito, allowing for the transmission.
Is drought affecting proliferation of West Nile one way or the other?
Drought is going to affect maybe the number of mosquitoes. Now, every year obviously will be different. A lot of people think that mosquitoes won't be as present as they are. However, in a drought year, what we've found, less water, but higher concentrations of larvae in that water.
So constant vigilance is still in order, at least in your department.
It still is. In a drought year also, what we find is people are conserving water, which is great. We want you to conserve water. However, people do have containers in their backyards that aren't screened or covered. So that's what we're finding right now is a lot of water conservation containers out there that just aren't being managed properly.
Standing water anywhere is still something to be concerned about.
It definitely is.
Well, thank you for keeping an eye on it for us and appreciate the update.
Thank you.